Du Bois warned us about the greatest challenge of his time being the racial differences between blacks and whites. He told us that that will forever be the largest challenge the United States will face. He drew this conclusion from what he saw around him. Du Bois lived in a time where slavery was determining the future for all black people. Today, in the 21st century, I believe that America is facing its biggest problem of the inequitability between men and women. Throughout the nation, women have been subjected to unfair treatment based on gender. Many organizations have been founded to help promote awareness and promote equality for both genders. Through these organizations, some changes have been made, like allowing women to take part in serving their country by being on the first line of duty in the armed forces, as well as working their way up the military ranks to acquire prestigious awards. Other organizations have helped women with their involvement in the government, taking on the same responsibilities that men have been for years. New advancements in today's society have started to become more apparent as the nation continues to advance. Yet, many citizens believe that with all the improvements the United States has made, that there is no need to educate the younger generations on the issues of gender discrimination. The lack of education being taught has allowed the younger generations to become societally unaware of the issues around them. If the younger generations are targeted and spoken to from a young age about inequality between men and women, the course of the future will be altered, and will recognize the importance of the matter and begin to implement appropriate behavior that will demonstrate equality.